When lockdown restrictions are lifted and more people return to work, there are going to be some big changes to the way we experience the workplace. So says AUT Associate Professor Rachel Morris. She's been thinking about the new normal in the office, and she joins us now. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Nice to talk to you. Maybe we could start talking about the physical environment of our workplaces. How might they change?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, a lot of organisations have really moved towards quite densely packed office spaces and shared work environments and hot desks and things, which really require people to share equipment and move throughout the day. And I think if there is a virus that is where there's community transmission, I think those kinds of things are going to have to really stop. And we may see the return of, you know, cubicles, barriers between workers. We might have to have wider corridors, norms of one-way foot traffic, which some hospitals have already done. You know, it's an interesting time, and I think that we're quite lucky in a way that there are so many technologies where, along with all the lockdowns, there's really a blurring of the boundary between home and work, and we can connect people and things that historically couldn't be linked. And workspaces are now kind of extended nearly everywhere and not just in office buildings. And I think that trend is going to really increase over time moving forward.
Given that many of us can work from home, why haven't we worked from home before now? What have businesses been waiting for?
There are a lot of organisations who I think are quite pleasantly surprised with how productive and engaged their workers are working from home. So I think historically a lot of the resistance has come from the organisation and from senior management who have perhaps not trusted that their employees will be as engaged and productive working from home. And I wonder, and I kind of hope, that this experience of remote working and forced remote working will really open the door to more flexibility, you know, within a lot of organisations where they can do it. You know, obviously there are a lot of people in organisations where you simply can't have people off-site. And I think for a lot of those organisations, there's going to be changes around flex time and perhaps remaining open much longer hours and people having staggered shifts so that their work spaces can be a little bit less densely packed.
Do you predict these changes will take place only until COVID-19 is dealt with, or do you think we're actually seeing the death of hot desking?
It's hard to know. I think certainly hot desking, where people are required to share resources and share equipment, while there is a risk of a virus, I think those are the types of things that will disappear quite quickly. I don't think it's the death of the office in general. I think going into work and sharing space and time with your colleagues serves a lot of really important functions for a lot of people. It is possible that there will be more remote work and more flex time, but I really, you know, I think personally, I think it would be a real shame if people remained so isolated and working from home if it wasn't a choice.
Yeah, but hot desking, is that going to continue beyond when this pandemic is solved, such that pandemics get solved, or do you think it's just going to be what we needed to kill it once and for all?
You know, I think a lot of organisations are going to be constrained by how expensive it is to house workers with their own desk. I think what might replace hot desking would be situations where people have staggered shifts. So although they may be sharing a desk, they won't be sharing the desk on the same day or within the same shift, so that things can be sanitised and cleaned more easily. You know, I don't think people are going to be having personal mementos and pictures of their kids on their desks so much anymore. I think anything that is difficult to clean and can hold the virus is probably going to be removed from a lot of workspaces where there are shared environments.
Do you think we'll ever start shaking hands again in a business environment?
Yeah, it's so hard. I think those behaviours really had begun to change really quickly once New Zealand felt that there was a risk that the virus was in New Zealand. So that last week or so before everybody went into lockdown, handshaking really had already diminished. I think kissing on the cheek is probably going to be a thing of the past, you know, socially and in the workplace. New Zealand and perhaps Australia may possibly be in a little bit of a different situation to most of the rest of the world if we can really get the virus to these really low levels. But if people continue to use these quite careful social distancing behaviours, one of the other advantages will be probably we'll see less seasonal flu and colds because, you know, we're going to be more aware, you know, in general. So there are some potentially quite positive outcomes, I think, of all of this, if we can sort of see the silver lining. I mean,
do you think some people might never return to the office, or at least will spend most of their time at home, he says, looking around his daughter's room?
I think it's really going to depend on the organisation. I suspect that in order to have less densely packed workspaces, there won't be as many workers in at the same time, and so people will be coming in when they really need to come in. You know, I think that maybe the workers who are spending 2 hours getting up at dawn to sit in traffic in order to sit at a desk and do computer work they could have just as easily done at home, I wonder if a lot of people will be more resistant to that moving forward, and maybe organisations will see that the lost productivity of sitting in the traffic for hours every day is, you know, kind of worth having the inconvenience of remote working as well.
Do you think the jobs of HR departments will change much?
I think there's going to be a massive work for HR departments in terms of thinking about new policies and processes that need to be in place moving forward. So, you know, contracts that require people to be, you know, on board and present for particular hours and within the day, I think there's going to be a lot of work there to make sure that there's equity across organisations and within an organisation between departments to make sure that people don't feel that some people are being treated, you know, with better conditions and so on. So, yeah, I think there's going to be some really interesting challenges that come up in terms of the policies and processes that are in place, even additional work and the additional load that workers may have around, you know, sanitising their workspace and keeping things clean and recording when everything was last cleaned and, you know, perhaps having to wear a mask within the workplace. All of those things will have to be, you know, managed quite carefully, I think, moving forward. And, you know, even things like staggered shifts, one of the advantages to that might be we have less congestion and you know, in rush hour traffic. But, again, the type of organisation that are concerned about the number of hours that workers are doing are probably going to have to think quite carefully how all of that, you know, is managed.
Well, thanks for putting your brain to it. Rachel Morris, Associate Professor from AUT.